This is very different. Right now, I'm doing a live session with you, and you might hear my vehicle in the back because, don't tell anybody, but I'm kind of on the go. Don't worry, I'm not holding anything. Everything is down, it's all hands-free. But, you know, I just had to do this little show because it's our Motivational Monday. Okay? And I know you hear my engine, right? Yeah, because I'm in that Ferrari. Yes. So, we're doing a Motivational Monday. And I said I was going to do it like around 4 or 5 in the morning, but guess what? I kind of overslept. You know, trying to work on a dissertation, trying to meet deadlines. And yeah, so if you've ever done that, or if you're doing that, you've ever stayed up late with a report to do or a project. Yeah, that was me. And I woke up and I'm like, okay, I could get up at 3:30 and, you know, get everything set up, but it didn't happen. I woke up and it was like 5:30. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm here now, getting ready to take my little people to school. But I thought, you know, since I'd be stuck in traffic, I'd have some time to speak with you today. So what are we talking about today? And you know, my jar of topics is not with me. So this is like just straight off the top. So today I'm going to talk about what your purpose is, doing what you love. I mean, I can't talk about this enough, but before I get into that, I was told that on the news, there was a teacher that was assaulted by a student. The student was upset because the teacher called the student's parents, because, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to call the parents and let the parents know, hey, your child is misbehaving, they haven't turned in their work, you know, all that good stuff. Well, bad stuff, really. And so apparently the student became upset about that, stepped on the teacher's foot, and then like bumped the teacher, you know, like, ugh. You know what I mean? And so the teacher lost it and just kind of, you know, defended him or herself. I'm not sure if it was a guy or a girl. But, yeah. And so now the teacher is in trouble for that. And I'm just kind of upset because that's not fair. You know, I mean, the teacher probably thought that, hey, I'm doing what I love. I'm teaching. I'm inspiring young minds. And the student just, you know, took it all away, I guess you could say. And I know people are like, well, you know, they're kids and they should be treated like kids and you have to watch yourself. But you know what? A human can only take so much abuse. And when you think you're going into a position that you're going to retire in, that you're going to love, you're going to become a lifelong learner, and then this happens, you know, it's bad enough that the students, the children, are being tested every single day almost, you know, on standardized tests and all this other stuff, and the administration is not very forgiving. They're not very nice, and, you know, they're trying to hold all these teachers accountable. But the students have no accountability, you know, none whatsoever. They can mistreat the teachers and the staff. They can do whatever they like and get away with it. And that is completely unfair. So, you know, to all those teachers that got into the field of education, teaching, because it was your life's dream, it was your life's work, you felt that you could do it forever, you know, my heart goes out to you, because it's hard being a teacher now. It's extremely hard, you know, and people always say, oh, well, they get their summers off and everything. But guess what? Now the schools are like trying to make the teachers go to like these little summer programs, summer meetings and things that are actually taking the summers away. You know, and then just like how athletes get paid, they're like, oh, they get paid enough money. That money is for their injuries, for, you know, them to be taken care of after the game because they get hurt. Well, guess what? Summers are for teachers' mental health because they have to go through so much, so much. That's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, we're going to be talking about doing what you love. Okay, so every day when I was driving to work, again, I was an educator too at one point, with all the pressures and everything, I would cry on the way to the job, just on the way. And I know I talked about this last time too, but this is very, very serious. And it's like for any person, you know, yes, you take a job because you need the money, you got to pay the bills, you have children to take care of, whatever you have. But when you're in that car and you're crying on the way to work and it makes you feel like you're going to have a nervous breakdown, well, guess what? It's time to change. It's time to do something different. It's time to do what you love. And how do we do that? How do we know what we love? You know, like when you were a little kid, did you like working on cars? Did you like putting things together? What did you do? You know, what did you enjoy? It's more than playing video games. Did you like creating video games? Well, I know when I was a kid, we had Pac-Man and Pong and stuff like that. So that tells you how old I am. But you know, what was it? And so in order for us to do that, we have to find our purpose. And how many of us have done that? How many of us truly know what our purpose is? How many of us know? How many of us truly understand, like, what that is? What's our purpose? What's our worth? You know, it took me like 40 years to figure it out. You know, it's hard enough to try to make yourself fit in a box, fit in something that you just don't fit into. You know, you're trying to conform. You're trying to follow what your parents have said. You're trying to do what your friends do, but your heart is just not into it. You just can't. And then when you try to step out to do something different that you love, then you become... Then they shame you. Why are you doing that? What's wrong with you? Stay at that job that makes a lot of money. Like, okay, money's good, money's cool, but if you are stressed out every single day over it and it's making you more sick than more productive, then it's time for a change. It's time. You don't have to listen to those people because they don't know what you're going through. They don't. All they see is the money, the dollar signs or whatever. And then they want you to take care of them. Or if you go out, well, you can pay for it, right? I mean, I know you make a lot. Like, what? No. If you are not happy in that position, then it's time for you to find something, find your purpose. But before we can find our purpose, we're going to have the confidence within ourselves to actually do it and know that we are worth it. Are you worth it? When you look in the mirror, what do you think of yourself? What do you say? Do you say, I am beautiful, or I am ugly, or I'm average, or I'm awesome? What do you say? We have to find out what our worth is. And then we find out what our purpose is, what we like to do, what makes us feel good. How many of you guys have done that? We have to look in the mirror. We have to love ourselves. That's where we have to start. If we love ourselves, We can find our purpose. We can find our way, but we have to have that self-love. You know, we must. And so, you know, I've been through that too. It's quite difficult being a woman, of course. And like, you know, if you're not a size 2 or a size 4, yeah, they do, people do look at you crazy, especially if you look like, you know, oh, she looks very strong and things like that. That can intimidate people. But you know what? Love yourself. Appreciate yourself and find your purpose. That's the best thing that you can do. So it doesn't matter if you are super, super dark midnight or if you are white, super, super white. It doesn't matter. You are beautiful. Find it within yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, no one else will, and you'll go for whatever. You'll stay in that job because you'll think that you're not worth it. You'll continue to do what your friends or your family or whoever toxic is around you. You'll continue to do it because you feel that, you know, you're not worth it. So you have to, you must find that self-love. And, you know, I've done a podcasting on body image because, like, social media, that's really messed up the minds of our young people, even older people like myself, because now we want to have, like, bodies like the celebrities, you know? Like, and you guys know what I'm talking about, the people that are on E! Yeah, that family. But we don't have the money for that. We don't have the money for the plastic surgeries and stuff like that. You know, that might not be your purpose. So find your purpose. Uh-oh, I hear a lot of static, you guys. I'm, like I said, I am on the go. I'm on the move. I'm in my vehicle. So, yeah. But I had to talk to you guys and get this morning motivation going on today because it's Monday. Mondays are hard enough as it is, but then it's even harder if we can't look in the mirror and find something that we like about ourselves. Okay? We have to look in the mirror. When you value yourself, you value your life. You understand that? We have to value our life and we have to find our purpose. Don't just think that you were just created, you know, in the back seat of a Chevrolet and you're just here and you're just gonna just take whatever. No, that's not your purpose. So what if you were created that way? It doesn't matter. Whatever your past is, it doesn't tell you, it doesn't dictate your future. It doesn't say what kind of person you have to be. So be yourself. You guys know who you are. You know who you want to be, and that's the person you should strive for. Something positive, of course, you should try to, you know, strive to get over on people. That's a whole other story, too. If you're trying to get over on people, then we really need to talk, because that means that you can't stand on your own. What are you afraid of? But anyway, getting back to that, we have to find our purpose, and I believe that begins with the self-love. Self-love. So stop crying. Stop it. Acknowledge certain things. Anything you have, you can change. You can change. Now, there are some things that you can't change, and that's people. Some people you cannot change, ever. So, you know, how they say, oh, you know, we're going to pray for you, whatever. But if those people do not want to change deep down inside, if something doesn't happen, some kind of event, then it's probably not going to happen. And you have to move on with your life. Don't blame yourself for things that have happened in the past. We can only control what's going on now. If something happened in your past to lower your self-esteem, acknowledge it and let's move on. Let's keep going because you deserve better. You deserve to find out what makes you happy. You know, it's awesome being a giver, but you can't give and give and give all of the time. You just can't do it. You know, if people are giving back, then that's awesome. That's how life should be. I give to you, you give back to me, we all get along. But there are some people that take advantage of it and then try to keep you down. So as you're driving to work or listening to this or whatever, just be mindful of the people that you are around. Are they bringing you up? Do you guys have the same things in common? Are you like-minded? Do you both have goals? Are you both trying to find your purpose, or you have found your purpose, but they don't want to support you? If they don't want to support you, then maybe you should, you know, walk away. Because that's what you need. You need supportive people in your life. And sometimes you may not be able to find the supportive people, and you might have to do it on your own for a little while. And it's hard doing stuff alone because you do want that person to run home to and talk to and like just try to get that motivation going. Well, hey, here I am. You can listen to me. Hey, send me an email. But anyway, seriously, you guys, you have to love yourself. That's the most important thing. Everything that's going on in the world, I mean, we have to find something that makes us happy, right? So start with self-love and then move on to finding your purpose. That is the way to go. So I'd like to hear from you guys to just tell me what's going on. Have you found your purpose? Tell me, what's stopping you? What's holding you back? Is it a relationship? You know, is that spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend, or are they being helpful? Are they part of the solution or part of the problem? Let me know. We can talk about that. What are you facing right now? What's your obstacle? We need to know so we can help you become a better person. The person that you should be, the person that you are deep down inside. Okay. So anyway, I am in traffic. Look at there. Well, you guys can't see it. And, you know, I can't see you because, of course, I'm using a hand-free device, right? Yeah. Yes, yes. But I just wanted to keep my word. Because last time I was talking about saying what I mean. And so I'm doing what I'm saying what I mean. And I said I was going to do a morning motivational enlightenment. And so I think I was late last time because I was staying up late doing work. So yeah, I'm like busy all the time, but I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do it. I might be a few minutes late, you know, but it's going to be awesome when I do it. So you guys, I am going to have to cut it here. But anyway, today, remember, find your purpose. If you go to work and you're crying outside of the building, then it's time for a change. But before you can go and jump out there, you need to be confident. Be a confident person. Love yourself. You have to love yourself. Don't let anyone else change your mind, change your mindset. You have to be positive. Surround yourself around positive people, because if you have that negative Nelly that's in the back of your head, whether it's a mother or a father, a cousin, a brother or sister, they're always going to keep you down. And it's not your fault. Something is wrong with them because they are afraid. Maybe they're afraid of success. Maybe they are afraid of you being successful. Who knows? But the point is, love yourself. Don't hate yourself. No matter what your weight is, if you're 300, 400 pounds, if you're 120 pounds, love yourself first. Be yourself. Don't try to be anyone else. Don't look at the social media or the TV or the magazines and wish that you were that person. You don't know how their life is. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know that. The only thing you can control is your life. Okay? And if you want better for yourself, you're going to have to get out there and do it. Find the strength from within to do it. I believe you can do it, but you have to believe you can do it. If you don't believe in yourself, then nothing will ever change. So it's time to take the first steps. Find that self-love. Look into your mirror. When you're brushing your teeth, when you're combing your hair, when you're just looking in the mirror, I need you to say that I am beautiful. Even if you're a guy, well, you could say I'm handsome. I am worth it. I am worthy because you are. And don't let anyone tell you any less. It doesn't matter if you came from a trailer park or a project. You're worth it. You're worth everything. It doesn't matter if you've been molested as a child. It doesn't matter if your parents were divorced and all of this stuff you carry with yourself because you're blaming yourself. All of that, it does not matter. That is not your fault. Acknowledge it. It happened. But try to find the strength to move on. You can do it. But you have to love yourself. A lot of people that don't love themselves, they attract those people that are the users, that are the abusers. Abusive people love other people that are, you know, that are low in self-esteem. Well, I should say have low self-esteem. That don't love themselves. So you know what? You're not going to be one of those people. You're going to appreciate yourself. You're going to love yourself. And you're not going to take any crap from anybody. I'm not going to curse this early in the morning. You know, don't want to do that. But I will on Friday, though, with a glass of wine. But anyway, you're not going to take any crap. And know that. And don't feel bad for not taking the crap either. Whether you're a man or a woman, don't do it. Don't take any crap. Because if you do it that one time, they're going to come back again, and they're going to try to do it again and again and again. And you're going to be like, okay, no. So you guys, please, please stay strong. Stay strong. If you're out there doing it on your own, you know, just please stay strong. That's awesome. Keep going. So I would like for you guys to have a nice day, and hopefully next Monday I'll actually be on time, you know, early, but we'll see about that. All right, so don't let any man or woman stop you from getting what's yours. You go back and get it. You guys understand that? Because you're worth it. No matter how you look, how much you weigh, or whatever. And once you love yourself, you're going to find your purpose. All right, guys. I will speak with you later. Have a good day. Goodbye.